ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत् नास्तपयेष् अपरेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवद्योत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके. So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 4th chapter, text number 8. Aho Prajapati Patir Bhagavan Harir Avyaya Vanaspatin Oshadhish Cha Sasar Jorjam Isham Vibhu. Aho Prajapati Patir Bhagavan Harir Avyaya Vanaspatin Oshadhish Cha Sasajorjam Visham Vibhu. Aho Prajapati Patir Bhagavan Harir Avyaya Vanaspatin Oshadhishcha Sasajorjam Visham Vibhu. Aho Prajapati Patir Bhagavan Harir Avyaya Vanaspatin Oshadhishcha Sasajorjam Visham Vibhu. Messages. Alas, Prajapati, Pati, the Lord of all the Lords of created beings, Bhagavan, Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, Avyaya, indestructible, Vanaspatin, the trees and plants, Oshadi, the herbs, cha, and Sasarja created Urjam, invigorating Isham food, Vibho, the Supreme Being. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari, is the master of all living entities, including all the prajapatis, such as Lord Brahma. Because He is the all-pervading and indestructible master, He has created all these trees and vegetables as eatables for other living entities. Purport. Soma, the predominating deity of the moon, reminded the Prachetas that this vegetation had been created by the Lord of Lords to provide food for everyone. If the Prachetas tried to kill them off, their own subjects would also suffer, for trees are also required for food. Om Ajnanati Medandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshodon Militam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manabhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Sabadantikam Bandhyam Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dino Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshare Vrishabhano Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyahevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare Hare Aho Prajapati Patir Bhagavan Hare Rabhyaya Vanaspadin Vasadischa Sasar Jorjam Visham Vibhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Hari is the master of all living entities, including all the Prajapatis, such as Lord Brahma. Because He is the all pervading and indestructible master, He has created all these trees and vegetables as eatables for other living entities. So here this chapter is entitled the Hamsaguya prayers recited by Daksha, and so Sudip Goswami is narrated to the sages assembled at Naimisharanya about Parikshit Maharaj asking Sugriva Goswami about the creation of this material world. And so Sugriva Goswami, he had given some explanation already, but then Parikshit Maharaj, he wants to know more. And so then Sugriva Goswami is about to tell more about the creation. But just here in the beginning of this chapter, I was explaining about how the sons of Prachinaparhi, the Prachetas, They were asked to, of course, populate this world, and they were then performing some austerities, as it is mentioned in the scriptures. First of all, one should, especially those of the higher classes, those who are educated, those who are cultured, from cultured families, first of all, they will go to the Gurukul, to the house of the spiritual master, for training in spiritual life. And of course, then according to the activity, how to live peacefully in this world also. So the brahmanas are there, of the highest orders, who are studying the scriptures under the guidance of the spiritual master, and then they will teach to others what they have learned. Even previously the system was that as soon as they had learned something, so they will teach to the younger students, and then they will learn more, and then they will teach that again. So in this way it remains fresh. So whatever one has learned, one should try to give that to others. One should teach that to others. And the kshatriyas there taught how to rule the kingdom, how to take care of all the citizens. Praja. So the citizens doesn't just mean the human beings, but the animals and the aquatics, and even, as explained then further on here, even the trees and the plants, and they're also part of the kingdom, and they have to be protected also. And so, and the Vaishyas are there, they're taking care of the cows and the land. So first of all, one has to get knowledge from the spiritual master, from the seniors, or even from the parents, and then one has to act accordingly. And even ultimately, it should be according to the injunctions of the Vedic literatures, which are given by the Supreme Lord Himself for the upliftment of the jivas, of the living entities, according to vana and ashram. So after having studied for some time, so they were going to perform austerity by entering to the water and in meditation, just remaining there, meditating on the Supreme Lord, usually. It is explained in the scriptures that basically there are two kinds of persons who are trying to become realized, who are even addressed as Mahatmas, as in the fifth canto, it is explained. So those who are meditating on the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. So these are one class of Mahatmas, great souls, and the others who are meditating on the Absolute Truth, Nirakar Brahma, the formless Absolute Truths. But they are also, because they are endeavoring to become free from the trammels of material nature, they are endeavoring to realize a self, a spirit soul, and their relation with the Absolute Being, although they will say has no form, so they also address as Mahatmas. Sisi Gaunitai Krishna Ram Sisi Radha Shama Sundar Ki. But as explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, so that is only the first step, the Brahman realization. And then even further on, those who are then meditating on Paramatma, the Super Soul in the heart, they are even further advanced. But then one has to go beyond that and understand that there's a Supreme Creator, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that we have an eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. That is Bhagavan realization. So, but in order to realize, someone has to come to the shelter of a pure devotee of the Lord. And then one has to follow His instructions, and one has to do some tapasya. Even Lord Brahma is the first created being, so He was initiated by the Supreme Lord Himself. The Gayatri emanated from the lotus mouth of Krishna, and through the flute He initiated Lord Brahma. And even Divya Saraswati was giving Him one mantra also. And then He was meditating on these mantras, and then He heard one sound also, tapa. And He understood He has to do some tapasya, some austerity, to further realize. First one will get some jnana, some knowledge, transcendental knowledge, and then by applying the knowledge, by performing devotional service, by doing some austerities, then one can realize, one will get vigyan. Otherwise, there is no possibility. Simply acquiring knowledge, that is not sufficient. Many times you can see in India, so the persons are pious, they are fortunate to have taken birth in India, Bharatvarsha. So, and they have some knowledge due to the environment of Bharatvarsha, because so many saintly persons are there, the Supreme Personality of God has appeared here. So it is a very favorable place to make advancement. So by nature, so it is not easy to make advancement in spiritual life. So everyone in India knows there's a Supreme Being, and we have a relationship with that. And we have to approach the Guru, the spiritual master, the representative of the Lord. So they will go to the spiritual master and they will, or to some guru they will go, but they will only do some lip service. They will go there and touch the feet and they will ask, Ashirvad Dijiye, please give your blessings. And they're thinking, just by touching the feet of the great personality, I will become perfect in my life. So that is very nice, that is the beginning, but even more important than to just touch the feet is then to follow the instructions. The first step is Gurupada Ashray. So go to the shelter of the spiritual master, but then it is mentioned one has to take the instructions and one has to follow the instructions. And Krishna is telling Arjuna also in the Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidi paripatena pariprasnan sevaya upadekshati deganam gyaninas tattva darshanaha. One has to go to the person who is tattva darshanaha, who has realized the absolute truth, tattva, param tattva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so then one will go there in a humble way and ask questions, and then seva. One has to perform seva also and have seva bhav, seva vritti, always ready to serve. So because that is the nature of the living entity, Krishna, jivarasupo hoy, Krishnera nittada. So we are the servants of Krishna. But we cannot directly approach Krishna, but through the medium of the spiritual master, we can serve Krishna, we can chant holy names, we can understand the Srimad Bhagavatam, the scriptures, and progress on the path of perfection. So the Prachetas were doing that, but then because of being in contact with this material world, so then it is quite natural that even though one is even in the mode of goodness, like the Prachetas, they were in the mode of goodness, and they were in the water meditating for many years, which is not easy. But then they came out and they saw the whole surface is covered by trees. Too many trees are there. They became angry. So that means already to some point they failed, because the devotee, a spiritualist, he should be always equipoised, and he should be peaceful, and he should be he should be merciful. Titikshava karunika suridam sarvadehinam ajata shatrava shanta sarva sadubhushanam. So these are the ornaments of a sadhu, of a saintly person. He's very tolerant, very humble. He's very merciful. So to all the living entities, not just to other human beings, even to the animals and the trees, non-violence is there, and is peaceful, is never disturbed. Even amongst the greatest difficulties, he remains peaceful, and he doesn't have any enemy. So that means he doesn't see that this person is my enemy, even though he may give me so many troubles. But here the Purchetas, so they were... to some extent they failed, because they became very angry and they wanted to burn to ashes all these trees. They had power because of their austerity, and then fire was emanating from their eyes practically. They were able to burn the trees to ashes, but that is the misuse of the power obtained by austerity. So then therefore somehow one of the demigods also, so he came and told them that that is not very nice. Because it is actually required, the trees are required. And even if there's some imbalance in society, in the world, and even amongst the the human beings, or even amongst the devotees, so then we should try to solve the problem peacefully, shanta, and not by shouting at each other. So somehow yesterday, we have sometimes here in our temple also, we have meetings regularly, and about different problems, even as pujari also. So then yesterday we had a pujari meeting, so with all the pujaris. And so the pujaris, they're worshipping the Supreme Lord, and they're very fortunate to be able to serve the Lord. But even there we can see that to control the mind and the senses and to be always peaceful is not so easy. And then there was some different opinion, and then one pujari became very angry, shouting at the other one, and the others had to control him physically. So it is so strong. The material nature is so strong, and very easily the conditioned cell, the conditioned soul is forgetting himself, forgetting his insignificant position. And as he turns out of Krishna, Anu, very small, infinitesimal. And practically in the Kali Yuga, Kala Shudra Sambhava, everyone is has no good qualities actually. But then by the mercy of the spiritual master, and the pure devotee, especially then Srila Prabhupada. So now we have the opportunity to make some advancement in our spiritual life, to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and to serve the deities. And so therefore we should always remain very humble and tolerant and respectful. And try to, of course, sometimes if you're in a position as a parent or even as a spiritual master, you have to chastise the disciple. But it is with love. And it is, has to be controlled. Like Prabhupada, sometimes he became very angry, but it was controlled. One time he chastised one devotee during the class in America. And so the audience at that time, there were many hippies and yogis, and they were hearing about the yogis with long hair and beard, and they were doing meditation and very peaceful. And then he told Prabhupada, "Why are you becoming angry? You're supposed to be a yogi." And Prabhupada just kept quiet, yes. So he was controlled. He chastised the disciple, but then he controlled his anger. And one time here, Bhakti Churana Maharaj was here, and then he was cooking for Prabhupada, and Prabhupada had told him how to cook. And then, but then somehow, Bhakti Chumaraj, a wonderful devotee, pure devotee also, but that is then the pastime is amongst the disciple and spiritual master, just to show us also. And then he was thinking, well, I should not put too much chili in the chosh for the sabji. And then Prabhupada was taking the preparation, and he became very angry, and he shouted at Maharaj, "You have not listened to me. Why did you put chili?" Very heavily. Because the chili sometimes, of course we tried not to take too much chili because it is furthering mode of passion. But in some preparations you must put chili. It is required. So the spiritual master sometimes he may get angry, but it is controlled. And then Bhakti Chumaraj himself explained that. I was hearing that. And he was saying he was completely shocked and almost devastated. But then Prabhupada immediately controlled himself, and with his two hands, he just put his two hands on the head of Bhakti Chumaraj and said, "Okay, no problem. Next time you just do what I'm saying." So controlled. So the pure devotee is sometimes, it is mentioned, is soft as a rose and hard like a thunderbolt. So he is fully controlled. So we have to try to be also, at least we try our best to be humble and respectful and controlled and not become unnecessarily angry. So that we can learn from here. So the Prachetas, they were yogis, but they became unnecessarily angry. Many times you can see in the Srimad Bhagavatam great personalities like Dhruva Maharaj. When his brother was killed, he became very angry. He also lost himself. And he was retaliating against those who killed his brother Uttam, and he was killing them also. And then Swayambhu Manu had to come and tell him, It's all right, Dhruva. Now you cool down, please. So here also, so sometimes you have to tell the devotees, cool down. Okay? So then we continue with the devotional service, and Krishna, or the Supreme Lord, so he's seeing the very peaceful nature of the devotee. He doesn't like to see the devotees quarreling amongst each other. Even it is mentioned in one of the Puranas, sometimes some munis were there, they were also shouting at each other, cursing each other, and as a result they became demons in Krishna Lila. So therefore we always have to be reminded that we have to remain very humble and respectful and tolerant as much as possible. And if there's some difficulty, then we express our concern, but without too much raising our voice. And then we go on with our main business. So what is the main business? That is, as explained here, the Hamsa Guhya prayers. So we have to offer prayers to the Supreme Lord, to please Him. And that is, it is explained by Prahlada Maharaj, Shavanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasevanam Achanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmani Vedanam. So first of all, we have to hear about Krishna. We have to hear about the Supreme Lord, about Mahaprabhu, about these different great personalities, about the process of devotional service. So if we hear nicely, then we can glorify nicely the Supreme Lord. Then we can tell others also. And then when we do that, so it is very beneficial. What we have heard, we should tell others. And then after that, we will get the realization. So the first time I was reading from the Nectar of Devotion, the different stages of devotional service. I was in America at that time, 1983. And then I was reading that, and the next day I had to give class, Sunday class in, San Francisco. Not San Francisco. I forgot the name now. What is there? Los Angeles, San Francisco. Which other place is there? Huh? Berkeley? No, another place? San Diego, right. In San Diego I was there. And then I gave the class on that. Because I read it the day before, so it was there in my mind. And then I was speaking that and explaining, and then it remained very strong in my consciousness. So if you hear something, if immediately afterwards you will tell to others, it will remain in your consciousness. And then it is explained, then when our consciousness is absorbed in remembering Krishna's wonderful form, qualities and pastimes, then we can serve nicely. And then we can properly serve the deities. And then we continue vandanam, offering more and more prayers. So therefore so many prayers are there in the scriptures, like the Brahma Samhita. So Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana Chintamani Prakara Sanma Sukalpa Viriksha Lakshavri Tesu Suribira Bipala Nantam Lakshmi Sasatar Sambrama Seva Manam Govinda Madi Purusham Damaham Bajami. So when we learn these verses, and not only that we learn by heart, but that we learn also the explanation, that we remember the meaning of the verse. Many times devotees, they learn some verses and then they don't know the meaning. So that is okay also, at least something is there. But it is even better if you know the meaning. And even if there's a deep meaning, if you know that, that is even better. And then when you recite these prayers, then you can remember what is there in the prayer. Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Bhajami, I worship Govinda. And then Chintamani Prakara Sanma Sukalpa Vriksha. It is explained about Chintamani Dham, Srivindavan Dham, where the Kalpa Vrikshas are there. We are speaking about the trees. We should not cut down unnecessarily the trees, the Kalpa Vrikshas, especially in Vrindavan. Wish fulfilling trees. Whatever you want, you can get. In Golok Vrindavan, if there's apple tree there, but you want the mango, you can get the mango also. You can get whatever you want. You can get some jewels from the tree. But even here, maybe we have this tamal trees here and outside, the bakul trees there. they're great devotees and they're hearing that 24-hour kirtan is going on and they're hearing the sound vibration. And the devotees are there and they are offering pranam to them, they're circumambulating them. So they're great personalities. And if we pray to them, they can give their blessings. So we can, and what we want from the tree? The blessing to be very humble and tolerant. Trinada pisunichina, tarura pisahishnuna, amanina amananina, kirtaniya sadahari. So because that is important in spiritual life, to be very humble and tolerant. So the tree is there, and it is raining, the sun is shining, but he's standing there all the time. Daily, he doesn't go here and there under the shelter, but he is giving shelter. So the tree is giving shelter if it is raining, and then if it is heavily raining, of course, even if you take shelter of the tree, you will get wet, but some protection is there. If it is slightly raining, you are protected completely. And the trees are giving nice flowers, like outside Bakul trees, they are nice, beautiful, very fragrant flowers are there. And they give, make a garland and offer to Krishna. So they give fruits. And the leaves you can use also, like of the auspicious trees, like the Ashok tree, the mango tree. So the leaves are used for decoration. Like this year, you can see we're decorating the temple. Ashok Patal is there. The leaves from the Ashok tree. And then when we do yajna, we take the leaves of the mango tree and we put on the pot and we call the deity. So, and then for example, if the tree is giving up his body, is dead, then we take the wood from these auspicious trees and we use for yajnas, we use for cooking for the Lord. So very useful, the trees. But especially also in Braj, you can pray to the trees, please, let me become humble, let me become tolerant, let me develop my love for Krishna. So here, in the spiritual world, actually is mentioned that the trees, they can do anything with their, for example, they can walk also, if necessary, from one place to another place. So some limitation is there, but at least we can pray to them. What to speak of cutting them down? We pray to them and we protect the trees as much as possible. So therefore we don't unnecessarily cut the trees, only if really required. So then we cut the trees and the plants also, they are protected, especially Tulsi Devi. As we know, every day we offer prayers to Tulsi Devi. She's a pure devotee of the Lord. And it is mentioned in the Seva of the Lord that whenever you're offering something, you must put the leaf of the Tulsi plant. Otherwise, Krishna will not accept. So that is especially true for the sadhakas who are doing Vaidhi Bhakti, Sarana Bhakti, who are worshipping the Lord, following the rules and regulations. Then we have to take the Tulsi leaf and put in each offering. When you bathe the deities, we have a Tulsi leaf. We offer water, there's a Tulsi leaf. And we make garland with the Tulsi leaves. And we offer to Krishna. And that is even considered more dear to Krishna than the flower garlands. And sometimes for the hands or for the feet also, some ornaments are done with the Tulsi leaf. Sometimes they will take the manjaris of the Tulsi plant and put inside the garland. Or even the Tulsi leaf inside the flower garland. It becomes more opulent, more pleasing to Krishna. So Tulsi Devi, again, another plant, very dear to Krishna, most dear. Of course, in Golok Vrindavan, they may not necessarily all the time offer the Tulsi leaf when offering something to Krishna, but as a sadhaka, it is part of the seva, and that we offer, whatever we offer, we put Tulsi leaf inside the foodstuffs and in the water also. And we offer sandalwood paste to the feet of the Lord, and then also we apply that with the Tulsi leaf. So the trees, the plants, they're very important. As explained here again, also Oshadi. Oshadi then means the herbs, medicinal herbs. So that is very, very beneficial. So many diseases are there, and with the help of Ayurveda, with the help of these medicines, so any disease can be cured. So of course nowadays, because we are in the fast life, sometimes you may have to take allopathic medicine if we don't know immediately the cause of the ailment. But then usually it is, even Prabhupada has mentioned, that it is better to take Ayurvedic medicine, which is done by taking the different herbs from auspicious plants, from medicinal plants, and then it is given to the patient, and then he will get relief from the disease. So the trees and the plants, so they have to be protected, and so they are beneficial for the human being, very, very, very beneficial, very important. Patam pushpam phalam toyam, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. If one offer me with love and affection, so the simply some water, some fruits, and a tulsi leaf, I will accept that. But it has to be done with love. So therefore we have to try to be always very humble and tolerant and respectful, and try to chant always the mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And so many prayers are there to be offered to the Lord. And of course, Srila Prabhupada is given, and as well as explained here, the Brahma Samhita is there. And there, as soon as we chant this prayer, so we remember Govinda Krishna and his very beautiful form, Shama Sundar, Shikanda Shekhar, Smeraha Sumana Manaha, Radhikara Sangamam Kripani, this, Sapriya Charan Kinkirim Kuru. So Krishna is there, and there is the Rasik Shekhar. So is the enjoyer of this transcendental mellow, the loving exchange between his devotees. And he's a very beautiful smiling face, smera, hasa. So his form is very beautiful, and especially when he's smiling, that is very beautiful. Kasturi tilakam lalata patale vaksastare kaustubam nasagre varamoktitam karatale venukare kankanam sarvang hari chandanam salutam kante chamuktavali gopastri pariveshtido vijayate gopala churamani. So all glories to the best amongst all the cowboys, Shamsundar Krishna, who is surrounded by the gopis, and he has beautiful kasturi tilak on his forehead, and he's wearing bangles here, and he has a flute in his hand, and he's having a moti mala, a pearl necklace around his neck, and vajanti mala, flower garland, and he's performing his wonderful pastimes in Braj, so surrounded by the cows. And the Lakshmis, also it is explained, the gopis are just like goddesses of fortune. They can give all benedictions, whatever we need. So by reciting different prayers, then we can remember the beautiful form of Krishna, Tribhanga Shama Sundar. So his form is bent in three places. He's wearing Pitambara Vesh, a very beautiful dhoti and chadar. And of course now in the winter it is a little cold, so we are offering more cloth, and so today is a new year also, so it's a beautiful new outfit, white in color. So Krishna, it is mentioned, usually he has the yellow dhoti, but not every day. So it is mentioned according to the days, he may also wear different dresses, and according to the pastimes. So on full moon day, he is wearing white at night, because he is going to meet Srimati Radharani at night. So if he's wearing dark color, everyone can see. So Radharani and Krishna, they're wearing white. And Amavasya, new moon day, when everything is dark, he has a blackish color dhoti. And so when he's meeting the gopis, for example, in Radhakund during the day, so he's going to different kunjas of the gopis, Ashtasakis around Radhakund. And they have different colors. Like Lalita Devi's is green in color, her kunj. Everything is green, and Vishaka's light blue. And then so that he can be there undetected, so he will have the same color also as the kunj. Sometimes green, sometimes light blue. Because sometimes, very rarely, hardly anyone is coming to Radhakund and Shyamakund except the most intimate associates of Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Sometimes by mistake, somebody, gopas are coming there, but they are not staying long time there. Yashoda and Mananda Baba, they are not going there. But sometimes, Jutila and Kutila, they are looking for Srimati Radhani and Krishna, they will go there, but then they may even enter the Kunj. But because then the Kunj is all green and Krishna is also greenish color, the dhoti, and he can change his color also. So then they only see Radharani and Shyamasundara is not there. And sometimes they go to another Kunj and then only they, mostly they only see Radharani and not Krishna. So he's expert. So we offer this prayer so we can see Krishna. So that is the goal. Hari Bhagavan. We want to see him and we want to have this loving exchange with Krishna. So we have to practice, so offering prayers, performing our devotional service, and then in our consciousness then we may then see Krishna. And then we go further on in our bhav seva, remembering the eternal associates of Krishna. And then the loving exchange will be there with Krishna and Srimati Radharani. But of course, before that, we should try to take shelter, especially of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because without the mercy of Mahaprabhu, it is almost impossible to attain the shelter of Sisi Radha Krishna, because we are very conditioned. But in the Pavana Hetu, Tava Avatar, so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the deliverer of the most fallen. So we are most fortunate that we have come to Sri Vrindavan Dham under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada and his society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. But we should always remember humble. We should remain humble and not think, now I'm big devotee, I'm president, I'm number one book distributor, I'm head pujari. No. We are still very insignificant. But by the mercy of the Prabhupada and his devotees, we have gotten the opportunity to do some seva. But we should always remember that we are very insignificant. The soul, how big is the soul? You take the hair, you cut 100 times again, 100 times. That is the size of the soul. So how we can be puffed up, I don't know. So, but due to the false ego, then we forgot our nature, we forget our insignificant nature. But first we have to realize that we are insignificant. And Krishna has explained here, Vibhu. Vibhu is great. Unlimited, and we are Anu. First we have to realize we are Anu. And then we can progress. And once you progress, then our spiritual form is maybe revealed. But then there's no chance of the false ego coming. But it takes some time, so we have to practice very strongly and take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we should not just simply chant Hare Krishna, but some bhav should be there, some proper consciousness by hearing about Krishna, about Mahaprabhu. So, Nama Yagya, Mahayagya, Kaula Kalmasha Nashanam, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prityarte, Nama Yagya Samarpanam. So we are doing Sankirtan Yagya, book distribution, distributing books. So that is all glorification of Krishna. That is Mahayagya, Sankirtan Yagya, or chanting the holy names properly. And then all the kalmas, the unwanted things, they will go away. But which mood? See, Krishna Chaitanya Prityartam, for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We do that. So in a humble way, Trinadapi Sunichana, Tarurapi Saheshnana, Amanina, Amadanina, Kirtaniya Sadahari. So we chant holy names with the proper bhav, and then so we distribute books, we serve the deities, and we do whatever service is required. And so everyone is important. So Prabhupada said book distribution is most important. And one time the devotees were going after the marathon to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada, which is pleasing you the most? They were expecting. He will say book distribution. And then Prabhupada was saying that what is pleasing me and Krishna the most, if you do the things with love. So whatever we do, we should do with love. And it doesn't matter what you do, but how you do. If you're distributing 1,000 books and you're thinking I'm better than the pujari, he's not distributing any books. The temple cleaner is not distributing any books. The cook is not distributing any books. I'm better. Then you're actually missing the point. But if one is there in the kitchen, he's not distributing any books, but he's thinking, I'm cooking for the pleasure of Krishna. And so that the devotees can eat Krishna prasad. And then they eat Krishna prasad, they can then distribute many books. So he's also preaching, he's also distributing the books indirectly. And Krishna is appreciating that. So he's appreciating our endeavor. It doesn't matter what we do, but how we do. So in a humble way, we should do our seva for the pleasure of Guru Gauranga and Krishna. And always trying to help the devotees and being very nam ruchi. So try to get the taste for Krishna nam and Vaishnav seva, serving the Vaishnavas, and jiva doya, being merciful to the conditioned soul, trying to help others to become Krishna conscious, directly or indirectly. Same point, if you cannot preach to anybody, but if you're just trying to help those who are preaching, that is as good. Even it is explained, if one is doing artik, so he will get the benefit doing artik. But if one is not able to go on the altar, because not everyone can go on the altar, the 1,000 devotees there for mangalartik, everybody wants to do mangalartik. Not possible. Like many times pujaris come, please let me do artik, let me do mangalartik, visiting devotees. But only 3 can do. But if you're standing here while the artik is going on, you get the same benefit as the pujari doing the artik. So we should have the proper consciousness and try to do everything with love as much as we can, and try to serve everyone and be merciful to others. Hare Krishna. Granthra Chimara Bhagavatam Ki. 9 o'clock. Time to stop. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Gauritai Ki. Krishna Pranam Ki. Sijiradha Shama Sundar Ki. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So it is the new year, so we should have a new resolutions to do everything nicely. And we have some prasad for everyone also. The Prabhuji is one side. Prabhuji is